ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नक्षत्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके श्रीमद्भागवतम् फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 28 entitled Puranjana Becomes Woman in the Next Life. Text number 2. Tavi kadatur prabhasa Tavi kadatur prabhasa
Tavi kadatur prabhasa
Puranjana puri
rupa soldiers attacked the city of Puranjana, the great force. Although the city was full of paraphernalia, sense gratification, it was being protected by the old serpent. Purport. As one's body engages sense gratification, it becomes weaker and weaker daily. Finally, the vital force becomes so weak that it is herein compared to a weak serpent. The life air has already been compared to the serpent. When the vital force within the body becomes weak, the body itself also becomes weak. At such a time, the death symptoms, that is, the dangerous soldiers of death's superintendent, Yamaraj, begin to attack very severely. According to the Vedic system, before coming to such a stage, one should leave home and take sannyas to preach the message of God, the duration of life. However, if one sits at home and is served by his beloved wife and children, he certainly becomes weaker and weaker in the center of attention. When death finally comes, one leaves the body devoid of spiritual assets. At the present time, even the oldest man in the family does not leave home, being attracted by wife, children, money, opulence, dwelling, etc. Thus, at the end of life, one worries about how his wife will be protected and how she will manage the great family responsibilities. In this way, a man usually thinks of his wife before death. According to Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yamyam Vapi Smaran Bhava Hijatyante Kalevaram Tantame Vaitikaunteya Sadata Bhava Bhavitana. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the end of life, a person thinks of what he has done throughout his whole life. Thus he gets another body, Dehantara, according to his thoughts and desires at the end of life. One overly addicted to life at home naturally thinks of his beloved wife at the end of life. Consequently, in the next life, he gets the body of a woman, and he also acquires the results of his pious and impious activities. In this chapter, the acceptance of a woman's body by King Puranjana will be thoroughly explained.
Om Jnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Mohisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Adakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sarajatam Sarvanarupanathanditam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sikatam Krishna Jayam Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhanam Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Sadhanam Sindhu Dina Bandhu
Hare Krishna. While I am extremely grateful for being given this opportunity to speak a few words here from the Radha Vallabh. I'm also feeling really embarrassed to sit in front of Lakshmi Prabhupada disciples and other devotees. However, sometimes it is good to speak in front, so you will be edited.
Better than speaking behind.
And you get edited version. We find it's nice. Check and balance system. So the blessings of the devotees here, I would like to share a few thoughts. Naraji in this particular section is in the form of a story. Allegorically is explaining the journey of a conditioned soul within this material world. Actually, story is a very powerful form of communicating lessons and also maintaining culture. Stories are so interesting. Even if you are asleep, someone says, "So, I'll tell you a story immediately." Like children, the children in us wakes up. But if I say, "I'm going to tell you some philosophy," then you become like children, go to sleep. Stories have preserved culture. Cultural values. One devotee was explaining how in India so many languages, one fellow doesn't understand other part of it, within India. So many food habits. I don't know whether any other part of the world, so many types of food is available. So many dress variations. Punjabis have particular stuff, Gujaratis have stuff, the Marathis have, the South Indians have, various types. And what is it that is keeping them together in spite of all these variations? He was saying Ramayana, Mahabharata and Bhagavata. The wonderful stories of the Supreme Lord in relationship to his reciprocation with his devotees and the devotees' reciprocation with the Lord, which is communicating the essential values of life to help a conditioned soul achieve the ultimate perfection of love of Krishna. Na utpadayet yadiratim shramayeva hi keva dharma sanushtita su anushtita. They may be situated in our respective duties. At the end of the life, if we don't develop love for him, then shramayeva hi keva, it's all a useless waste of labor. So the values communicated by these stories are eternally source of inspiration, source of guidance, source of direction for how one should live. You want to be a brother, be like Bharat. You want to be a wife, be like Sita. You want to be a husband, be like Ram. What an amazing role model. These are the real heroes. And these values have bound, that's the culture, which has bound this variety of people with various external habits, etc., language, etc. This is bound, whether it is from Badrinath in the north to Ranganath in the south. Jagannath in the east to Dwarkanath in the west. All sources. So, as it is said, life is a preparation, death is the examination. Especially in the human form of life. Tapo divyam putraka tena sattvam shuddhi yasmam brahma saukhyam tamanti. Rishabhdev, speaking to his sons, made this statement. So, when we are born, we have all our millions of lifetimes of conditionings which kind of lifetimes, you know, of conditioning of a particular way of thinking, ahar nidra bhayamaitunamcha, and only in the human form of life we get an opportunity to actually understand the goal of life. And kind of manage or design our life in such a way that at the end we may remember, as Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, yamyavapi smaran bhavam chayatrante karevaram tantame vaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavata. Yamyavapi, whatever is the strongest thought that comes at the time of death, that is what will take us forward to the next life. Then Bharat Maharaj became so attached to the deer, he thought about the deer. The deer was more dear to him than anyone else at that particular time in his life. So, and then Krishna says, who passes out successfully? Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevar. At the time of death, antakale. Mam eva. He says, only me, no one else. Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metantarantate. He says, mam eva smaran muktva kalevar. One who gives up this body. Sa mad bhavam yati. He achieves my bhava, my nature, my abode. Na asti atra samshaya. There is no doubt about this. That's Krishna's assurance. In fact, all the rules and regulations that are prescribed in the Vedic literatures is meant for only one purpose. All basically, scriptures contain prescriptions and prohibitions, do's and don'ts, like a manual. Smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya udhijaricha sarve vidhi nishidhyasyu etayoreva kinkara. Says smartavya satatam Vishnu, one should remember the Lord always, prescription. Vismartavya udhijaricha, one should never forget Krishna. Sarve vidhi nishedhya. All the vidhis, do's and nishedhas, the don'ts, are subordinate to this one ultimate do and don't. Do remember Krishna always, sadatam kirtayanto naam, and never forget Krishna. But then, we have, in addition to Hare Krishna Mahamantra that is given by the Lord in Parampara of the Acharyas, all of us have our own Mahamantra, which is the natural, constitutional, in a conditioned state, the Mahamantra of every living conditioned soul. And that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. This Mahamantra is there in the Bhagavad Gita also, in the 16th chapter. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukhi. Ishwaroham, I am the controller. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I am perfect. Whatever I do is the ultimate thing to be done. Siddhoham,
Balavan, I am powerful, Sukhi, and I am happy. So in the Bhagavatam we find two stories. One story with two extremes, Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Amazing how Prahlad thought of nothing. Krishna graha grihita atma, like a haunted person. No, graha, and a particular planet come, you are haunted by that. So here was Prahlad thinking, and here was Hiranyakashipu thinking only about himself. Bhoga aishwarya prasaktana taya apahata chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavam. Bhagavad Gita is like a law book and Bhagavatam is like a law journal. Gita tells sutras and Bhagavatam elaborates through stories, chronological and any other allegorical stories. And we are somewhere, I mean, even after doing a lot of sadhana, we are more towards the Hiranyakashipu side, gradually aspiring to move towards our role model of Prahlad. Sometimes it's, if we give the name Prahlad, it's so nice when the children, whatever you tell, they do. Jai Jai, no. Say good, ah, yes, yes. Come down, yes. And actually, parents feel, ooh, he's just like another Prahlad. Wait till they turn teenagers, if not earlier. One mother told me, Prabhu, he has become little Hiranyakashipu. I just can't imagine. He was so sweet. What happened to him, sir? I said, don't worry, another day. You have given the best. Whatever, you know, whatever within your jurisdiction, you try to give them the best experience. That he has to kind of match it with everything else and come to on his terms when he takes it, that's real taking. On your terms he's taking so far. Now let him little bit of kind of, you know, figuring out. He has to have, you know, sometimes you need to know what black is before you can appreciate white. Unless you feel cold, you can't appreciate what warmth is. So sometimes, of course, it's very easy to speak as a brahmachari, having no anxiety on that kind of thing. Tell this to mother and say, ah, very easy for you to sit on the vyasas. Today, then you will know. All glorious to these glorious personalities who take that responsibility, actually, of giving birth to a child, continuing the legacy. This is the way we pay back to our ancestors. So whatever we have learned, we can't teach them back. So we teach them to the next generation. And this is how the yajna, the cycle goes on. So in this journey between Hiranyakashipu consciousness and Prahlad consciousness, it's like a long journey. And this journey is also an internal journey. In this journey, if our, sometimes, and you know, in Krishna consciousness, when we come to know about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita charin chirat karunaya samarpaitum unnata ujjula rasam sudhakti shriyam. He gave the ultimate madness of love of God. And a conditioned soul has another level of madness. Nunam pramattah kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya apadhoti. So this madness completely absorbed himself to the madness of being, you know, as Lord Chaitanya said, Kiva mantra dila gosain, kiva tar bal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. My dear Guru Maharaj, what kind of a mantra you gave? What potency it has? It has made me mad. And the Guru said, my life is successful. That you have become mad. my life is successful. Evam vrata svapriyanama kirtya jatanu rago dhrita chitta ucche hasati roditi rauti gayati un madhavat nrityati loka paheva. Oblivious to the external social circumstances, and you're madly dancing. This is the Bhagavatam says to be the ultimate goal of life. The Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj one time had come to a temple in Mumbai, and I had somehow convinced one boy, you know, graduated. No, you guys are really kind of crazy. No, we are not. You come, sit in it. We take prasad. Look, hear the lecture. Today, a very senior person is coming. It was Gaur Purnima. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj began his talk by saying, the goal of life is to become mad. And I couldn't dare look at him because I told him, we are not mad people, we are normal people. And that's how he began. Mad after Krishna. So from madness of the self to madness of Krishna, it's a long journey. In this journey, when we prematurely, after hearing this philosophy, want to act on a platform that we are not, we can't sustain it. And sometimes it is perceived by the people as hypocrisy. At the same time, you don't want to act on the platform that you are. Because one should never be satisfied with what level we are. We need to move forward. At the same time, our aspiration is there, but if we try to act on that platform prematurely, as Krishna says in the Gita, then we will become pretenders. So what do we do? How do we move in this journey? We need to go. We need to move forward. At the same time, not prematurely jump too much. And therefore, the GDC's strategic planning team, after understanding the ISKCON's situation in the world, came out with a seminar of devotee care. And there, certain, as we are moving in this direction as an organization, as an institution, 50 years is, it's like infancy, one's way of looking at it for an organization. Komaram Yavanam. So, in that enthusiasm, sometimes we may kind of go overboard, and then we look back and say, I should have been a little more discreet and taking certain decisions. So, they have come out with a vision for devotee care. Since many of you do not have time, I just thought I would share. And that vision for devotee care is that to see, I'll read it out for you. Every devotee is spiritually happy and materially well situated, positively identifying with ISKCON as a caring society. Each devotee responsibly looks after his or her diverse needs, can easily and successfully seek qualified help within the society, and wholeheartedly extends that care to others. Srila Prabhupada, in the Nectar of Instruction, fourth verse, six loving exchanges described by Rupa Goswami, Dadati Pratigranati Uhimakhyati Pachati Bhunte Bhojete Chaiva Shadvidam Priti Lakshmi. He says, he said, this movement was started single-handedly. But just because of this principle of give and take of this six loving exchanges, now it is spreading all over the world. It's spreading all over the world. And it's a fact what Srila Prabhupada did was, not only on the spiritual level, but in the very initial stage, at every level, even on a physical level, if you hear from Gurudas Prabhu, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malkin Mataji and others, how much he personally cared how much he emotionally appreciated, encouraged. One time Shamsundar Prabhu, I don't know exactly, but he just, I'm not paraphrasing it, but he said that, yeah, I was taking drugs. Right? So Prabhupada, just to encourage, no, I was also selling drugs. Don't worry. And one time Madhuri Mathur was saying that they never used to pay anything for buying. They would call it liberating from the shop. So there was a van containing butter packet that came, and Prabhupada was looking through the window. She picked up one butter and she, as that fellow went to distribute that side of the house, she picked up one and came. And as she was coming, she looked up and she saw Prabhupada was looking at her. She was so embarrassed. She was caught stealing, red-handed. And Srila Prabhupada smiled because he said, Krishna is also a butter thief. Not that he encouraged her to do it on a regular basis. But then understanding the condition of nature, very lovingly, iron hand in a velvet glove, he was very firm with himself and very firm from the Vyasasan to emphasize no compromise in terms of philosophy. But after Vyasasan in his dealings, he was so practical, so down to earth, understanding the condition of nature, and very lovingly, gently pushing them in one sense through his lectures and pulling them through his own example and inspiration and, you know, encouragement. So there is kind of a balance, and that is Krishna's technique also. Anartha Nivritti and Artha Pravritti. He comes and performs sweet pastimes simply to attract the heart. And still you don't get attracted, he tells Maya, okay, you do your job. Give one kick in the butt. And then he says, Ayaya Krishna, I should have actually a very wonderful eye. With realization. So both kind of system is necessary. So in the first canto, third chapter, 33rd verse, Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice, in the purport, he makes a statement which I would like to say. He says, self-realization means becoming indifferent to the needs of the gross and subtle bodies and becoming serious about the activities of the self. So self-realization means gradually becoming indifferent to the needs of the gross and subtle bodies and becoming serious about the activities of the self. And sense gratification means becoming, but sense gratification means taking the gross and subtle body's needs very seriously and becoming indifferent to the needs of the self. That's the journey. But in between, we have to accept that we have needs. We have the needs of the gross body, ahar nidra vaimaitam, and we have the needs of the subtle body. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Chaitanya Shikshamrita, very beautifully gives two things: rules for the body and rules for the mind. Rules regarding the self are of two types. Rules meaning here that the needs, those for the body and those for the mind. Those rules to keep the body properly nourished so that one can remain healthy are bodily rules. Such things as regulated drinking, water, regulated drinking, eating, sleeping, exercise, and for sickness, prescriptions of cure. If a person does not follow these rules, he cannot pass through life smoothly. And then he says, mental rules. If a person does not follow the mental rules, his power of realization, concentration, imagination, contemplation, and judgment will be weak and will not properly function. There will be no advancement in arts and sciences,
And moreover, one will not be able to take the mind from material thoughts and direct it to the thoughts of God. As a result, the mind will be dominated by sinful thoughts and atheistic attitude. Finally, man will become no better than a beast. Therefore, these bodily and mental rules are very necessary for success in human life. So, our acharyas, knowing, have very nicely given a facility whereby while responsibly taking care of the needs, understand that these needs are not the real needs. While responsibly doing it, but internally be convinced that none of these needs can actually fulfill the real need of the self. And here some kind of hand-holding is required, especially for all the neophyte conditioned souls like us, who are internally convinced that Krishna consciousness is highest. There is nothing better than that. And there is, that's the ultimate thing. But at the same time, are helplessly caught up with the struggle that we have to face it. If we become lax, then we are irresponsible. But if we prematurely try to jump on a level that we are not, we become pretenders. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, both of these in the third chapter, very, very practically, sadrisham cheshtate sasyaha prakritir jnanavanti prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim kaishati. What will repression accomplish? We have a nature, we have particular nature, and we need to deal with it while moving towards the goal. The focus on the goal should never be lost. I think Sachinandan Maharaj made this statement. Obstacle is what you see when you lose track of the goal. But when you are focused on the goal, obstacles are stepping stone to success. You see it as a, because you are focused on the goal, no obstacle is ever an obstacle. As Kunti Devi says, you know, Gangai Vauham Udanvati, my Lord, let my consciousness flow, Twaime Ananya Vishaya, Matir Madhupate Asakrit, Ratim Udvahatam Adha Gangai Vauham Udanvati. Move towards that. So, when that's what the acharyas give us, very clear. Gradually, the, you know, like you have this, in the night you have, at night you have this, backlit boards. When I was in Moscow, I was in the Brahmacharya Ashram. Across the street there was one mall or something. Only one mall, and everything else was empty. And even in the morning, they had this big flashing neon light sign. Something it said in Russian, I couldn't read. But as the sun rose, everything was blur and hardly visible. But as the sun set, that became, that was the only thing visible. When it became dark, that the neon sight was the only thing visible. Similarly, when we are born, the sun of Maya is strong. And therefore that neon light of goal of light is hardly visible. But with tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhi, little tapasya, then gradually the sun of sense gratification, hopefully someday, will set. The need for the gross and subtle body will set. And then the need of the self, the soul, will glow bright and clear. Nothing else but that. And then nothing is an obstacle. You know, as Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam, Nadanam, Nasundarim Kavitamba, Amajanmani Janmani Shva. That's the clarity that comes. But that's a long journey.
Even though it's a long journey, all our previous acharyas have tread that path and as a role model demonstrated. And they have left behind the boat by which they traveled. They are so merciful. They cross over. As Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the demigods are praying, "My Lord, your devotees are so great." They effortlessly, like a puddle, they cross over the material ocean of existence, material existence, and then very mercifully leave back the boat for us to travel. And we need to take that boat, you know, which can help us. And that is completely taking shelter of Krishna. I was attending a presentation of Sachinandan Maharaj, and he spoke about certain needs. We are talking about the needs of the gross and subtle body. Gross body is very clear, but when he was dealing with this, he spoke about a wheel of needs. Wheel. And why a wheel? Because in a wheel, it keeps moving. Sometimes one comes on the top, sometimes other comes on the top, sometimes something else comes on the top. So these are the needs that will arise in our life, sometime or the other. That becomes prominent. And six needs he mentioned. Need for security. Need for significance. Need for satisfaction. Need for self-expression. Need for spiritual direction. And need for socialization. And social being. What is need for security? Everyone needs to know that he or she is safe. That he or she is out of harm's way. Both physical and psychological. Out of this need grows the need for air, need for food, rest, movement, shelter, but also the more subtle needs of sanity, inner well-being, and so on. I go crazy if it is too much. I can't handle it. Need for significance. Each one of us needs to know and feel that we are appreciated and have our place and purpose. Lord Varaha, they felt a little discouraged when Hiranyaksha spoke harsh words. Our Lord is personal. We all need. We understand material appreciation and all that is, you know, shukare ravishtha, puja lab pratishtha. But we also understand that sometime we need genuine appreciation and very, very logical appreciation, not necessarily falsely. It just inspires us to go on. I was going in the Himalayas, and in the Himalayas, if you are traveling, trekking, it's extremely difficult. People have come all the way from various parts of the world to climb to a particular, you know, to go to some holy spot. And these Himalayan tribe, the people who live on the Himalayas, if you ask any of them, where is this temple? And you know what they say? Bas idhari, just here, take a turn. And you go 1 kilometer and cross the mountain. And then you ask, where is that? Just here. No one will ever say, it is too far. Because first of all, that person is getting discouraged. Climbing the mountain in the snow. One thing these people who live there, they appreciate poor fellow, you know, marmar ke yahan aaya somehow. And now he's struggling to reach something. It's a fact. Compared to the distance you have come all the way to visit this holy place, actually 2 kilometers, but that 2 kilometers is really tough. But, and right now you're getting discouraged. No, it's just here. Just across. You know what they're telling is not true. But still you feel nice. Just here, I am just here. At least to sustain you. And then you look at someone, this person is older than me, he is making it. Then the ego comes into play. If he can make it, or she can make it, I better make it. So there you can use your false ego to your advantage. Okay, I'll also make that person can make it. So, significance. Included in this need is a need for acceptance and appreciation, but also self-worth and human dignity. The worst you can do to someone is to make that person feel your existence has no consequence and no purpose. It's like shooting that person down. And opposite of that is making that person feel very significant. Not artificially, but genuinely. Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur. Haridas said, "My Lord, I don't want to see your departing pastime. Please take me away." Lord Chaitanya said, "How can I live without you, Haridas? How can I live? My world will be a dreary void without you." That's the nature of the leader. The leader should always be appreciating, encouraging, and speaking about this contribution of the followers. But the followers should not be under the illusion. Haridas said, "My Lord, don't put me in illusion. What will happen if an ant leaves this world? What difference does it make to the whole planet?" This is the healthy balance in Vedic culture. As a leader, as a father, as a mother, whatever, we keep on encouraging, appreciating, seeing that some little unique contribution that an individual is making. But also training those individuals not be absorbed in just that so-called contribution and think yourself big. Understand that it's an encouragement, but move on. Satisfaction. We all need to feel physically and emotionally and socially satisfied. Often people take to the wrong strategies whereby they confuse gratification of the senses with deep spiritual satisfaction which arises out of heart-to-heart connection with the Lord. Self-expression. Each individual needs to find his or her unique talents and purpose for which he/she was created and to express that in life. Someone who has not yet found and expressed his or her dharma is ill at ease in whatever situation he or she lives. People need encouragement to be creative and to act upon what they feel. Of course, in this area, guidance is often required. Because in our enthusiasm, in the youthful stage, there is tremendous enthusiasm, which sometimes over the boundary also. And in the later stage, there is tremendous patience. We'll do it next time, some other lifetime. So the youth should associate with the old people to develop some patience and not allow their enthusiasm to become whimsical and directionless. And the old people should associate with the youth to feel enlivened and enthused. Otherwise, now my body gets up, I can't sit, if I sit, cannot get up. But then you are with the youth and everyone, I didn't even knew I could dance. It's nice. Spiritual direction. Everyone needs to see that they are going somewhere in their spiritual life. Of course, in the wrong, proper direction. Can you imagine? You go at full speed and then you ask someone, where is the direction to this? I think you made a mistake. If you have to go to... In India, this happens very often. There is no GPS. Even GPS doesn't work there. There are so many roadblocks and suddenly people have, the tree has fallen. So, the GPS, I don't know whether it detects tree falling. So, you ask someone, even the postman, please you go this way, this way. And then after that, you go, no, not like that, this way, this way. Imagine how frustrating it is. You're getting late, you have to go, and you have very less time, and the petrol is running out. No, just 2 kilometers this way, half 8 kilometers that way. And imagine, you feel so secure and so relieved when someone who clearly knows is in front of you. Don't worry, I know the way. You're relaxed. and socialization. The way people are created, they need to be in a relationship with the world and with each other. A sense of belonging and at times cooperation is as important to each one of us as the air around us for which we need to survive. Sometimes people, if it is not presented in a proper way, feel that, aren't we becoming compromised? Aren't we becoming compromised? Because in Kali Yuga, life is so short, death can come at any moment, which is a fact. So, how do you understand? Ultimately, security, the ultimate security, as Krishna says, Ananyas chintayantoma yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogam kshemam vahamyaham. This is the ultimate security. One should be convinced that this is the only security. Rakhe Krishna mareke, mare Krishna rakhe. But one cannot artificially live on this platform for a long time. It will be hypocritical. At the same time, one should not remain on the same platform thinking, no, that is too high, I will not make an effort. Significance. Real significance is to be recognized by the most significant person, Krishna. It's not about whether I am recognized by the whole world or not, who cares? If Krishna recognizes, Kolaveche Sridhar, when Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the Shiva Sangam, suddenly he stopped and he said, call Sridhar. Sridhar? Everyone was looking at him. Do you know Sridhar? Call him Sridhar. Who is Sridhar? Look in the database, we have new Bhakta, Sridhar, Bhakta Sridhar. No one in the congregation of Lord Chaitanya knew who Sridhar was. Till Lord recognized and he said, call him. And he said, you go in the market, whoever is shouting madly, call him. That is Sridhar. Overnight, Sridhar became world famous, universe famous, because Lord recognized him. So, ultimate significance, I don't care whether the world understands me or not. I know Krishna understands and Krishna will. Krishna is Achyuta, he will never fail. I went into one Christian school, convent school, and everyone has to speak a thought for the day. One day, one in the day, one day. So one third standard girl, she came and this was a thought for the day, and I will never forget in my life. She said, a black ant on a black rock in a dark night. No one sees, but God sees. I don't know whether she understood what she was speaking. Her mother must have made her memorize this. But that struck me to my heart. Wow, a black ant on a black rock in a dark night. No one sees her. So no one knew who Sridhar was, but Lord Chaitanya recognized. No one knew who Dukhi was. Dukhi was insignificantly doing her little service in some corner. Lord Chaitanya called. Srivas Thakur called her and said, what is your name? Dukhi. Dukhi? Dukhi means sad. Said, no, this name doesn't sit in my heart. From now onwards, your name is Sukhi. She became blissful. Tears rolling from her eyes, hair standing on the end. In one instant, she achieved the ultimate goal of life. That, because a significant person recognized her. That is significant. If the country gives Bharat Ratna Award in India, suddenly a fellow scientist who was like a madman, when we were in college, there was a fellow, C.V. Raman, who Nobel laureate. He used to, next to our college, his house was there. And he was so crazy man. He was absorbed in his own science. He would get down the car and walk down the street without even looking. In the middle of the day, without even... in India the traffic is really... He wouldn't walk, he'll just go on. Suddenly, cars would come to a halt. Just who is this guy suddenly walking? He was in his own world. The people would call him Crazy Raman. Actually, that whole area, they would call him Crazy Raman. The day he was awarded the Nobel Prize, suddenly the whole country, they come, Sidi Ram, Sidi Ram. Nobody would have known who Prahlad is had not Narsingdev appeared from the pillar and said, I appeared only for you. Satyam vidhatum nija bhartya bhashita. So, real significance, we all know, we should be convinced that if Krishna recognizes, I don't care whether three worlds recognize or not, but to come to that state, someone has to find that and say, oh, you did a very significant service. Had you not been there, Prabhu, I don't think this service would have happened. Chalo, there is some sarvat, chalo. By my existence, at least two people were benefited. It's nice. You know, blind uncle is better than no uncle. I can see a little better than another person. Satisfaction. We are convinced the only satisfaction of the soul is Savai Pum Sam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktira Dhokshate Ahetuki Apratihata Yayatma Sukhasiddhi. Ultimately, the real satisfaction is complete satisfaction is when the Krishna, when we unconditional and unmotivated devotion self and uninterrupted devotion to Krishna. Self-expression. Arjun was a warrior and he was refusing to fight. But after hearing the Gita, Nashto Moha, all my illusion is gone. Karishye Vachanam Tava. Now I'm a warrior. I'm going to dovetail that warrior propensity to actually fight for you, my Lord. That is ultimate self-expression. Ultimate spiritual direction. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam dadami buddhi yogamta. Depend on the Lord. He will give direction. Mattas vrtir jnanam apohanam. Ultimate socialization. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta paraspara. Yeah, we need a society of devotees to keep on 24 hours. But artificially we can't be on that platform. I would like to conclude with just one statement that Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami later. But when Raghunath left his home and came to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya said, Markata vairagyana koro loka dikhaiya yatha yogya vishay bhanjo anasakta hoya. Markata vairagya na karo. Don't do monkey renunciation. The monkeys don't wear any clothes. Monkeys live under different tree every day. Not every day, every moment. Every minute or every hour they are under different trees. Not attached to any tree. They eat only fruits and nuts. But when they see she monkeys, they go nuts. So in externally they are renounced, but internally they have profound desires. So he said, Markata vairagya na karo, loka dikhaya. Just to be acknowledged and approved that, oh, he's such a great devotee. That social need sometimes, and therefore, we superficially, artificially, prematurely try to act on a platform that we are not. So, Markata vairagya na karo, loka dikhaya. Then what should I do? Yatha yogya vishay bhuncha. Whatever is appropriate, that much of sense gratification you do. Senses are meant to be gratified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, three things you must consider before engaging in sense gratification. That is a moderate process, the golden mean. Number one, is it necessary? Number two, is it favorable? Number three, even if it is necessary and favorable, accept it as Krishna's mercy. With a grateful heart. Then sense gratification will never be a barrier. In fact, it will facilitate that journey. But to determine that, we need to be in proper association. So, Markata vairagya na karo loka dikha yatha yogya vishay bhuncho. But anasakta ho gaya. But deep inside you think, how much still I am conditioned. Yeah. How much more I need to go and how much I am stuck. So we feel, let this Raghunath Das Goswami, once in 3 days drinking a palmful of buttermilk and cursing himself. How much time I am wasting in such a mind. Just imagine. Would we do that? Therefore, Mahaprabhu has come through the in Radhavallabh temple with his Mahaprasad. Okay, you want to eat like Bhima? Don't worry. Come to this temple in Melbourne. You can dovetail your eating propensity to the fullest extent and get purified somebody. Without feeling guilty about it. It's Mahaprasad. Of course, Prabhupada fed profuse Mahaprasad. Gulab Jamun they would eat. And one day he said, now, you people are mature, now you should be very good, not drink. But Prabhupada, you said that we should eat till here. I said, yes, when I told you, you follow, right? Now I'm telling you this, you follow this. So, we like the instructions when it is perfectly suits, you know, our. But when it comes a little tough, because the journey is a little up, you go up, and but you told that quote, selective quotes, which suits selectively to our needs. We can't cheat Krishna. We can cheat ourselves, we can cheat the whole world. So this understanding, this is sincerity. Don't judge others. Never judge others. One devotee asked, one sannyasi, said, Maharaj, how much is too much? And how less is too less? And this devotee so beautifully answered. He said, I will speak about two Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavats. One is Raghunath Das Goswami, who would eat little palmful of buttermilk once in few days and then also curse himself. And on the other side is Bhima. The Pandavas would beg, and whatever food was there, they would divide it into half. Half would go for Bhima, and half would go between all the four brothers and Kunti. And Bhima would finish in one instant and look at their plates again. They said, okay, Baba, you take this also. Bhima Karma Vrukodara. He was Vrukodara. Fiercely hungry. But when time came, he would do Bhima Karma. Such acts. Picking up Kunti Maharani and the four Pandavas and running with a speed of a Mercedes for a whole day. And still, they were tired of sitting on him. And Bhima said, you all go, I will keep watch. So this devotee said, if you are Bhima Karma, then you can profusely eat. If you are not, do the needful. So we need to take a call. We don't have to judge others. Judge not that ye be judged. We judge ourselves, that's all. What activity I need to do and how much I need to enjoy the senses. Actually, sense gratification means for all the senses. Bhojana means for the food, for all the senses. So, Markata Vairagya na karo loka dikhaiya yatha yogya vishay bhunjo anasakta hoi. And then is the most important statement of Lord Chaitanya. He says, Antare nishtha karo bahye loka vyavahar achirat krishna tumai koribe udhar. Antare nishtha karo. From within, develop that understanding, that conviction that nothing else can satisfy us other than Krishna and devotion service to Him. Antare nishtha karo. Cultivate this. But bahye loka vyavahar. Externally, act in a way that no one knows. Not artificially. Just be normal. One sannyasi, Prabhupada disciple, he said, he's taking care of Gurukulis, he said, I want to start an organization. It's called normalization program. Let's become normal. Let's not artificially act abnormal, what we are not. So, antara nishtha karo, bahye loka vyavahar. And then Lord Chaitanya concludes by saying, अचिराग कृष्ण तुम्हारे कुरीवे उठा अचिराग वेरी सून चिराग मीन्स लॉन्ग टाइम अचिराग मीन्स वेरी सून कृष्ण विल लिबरेट यू इट इज कृष्णा रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ही इज प्रॉमिस्ड एंड ही इज अच्युता ही विल नेवर फेल एंड आई कंक्लूड विथ वन लास्ट स्टेटमेंट Somebody may ask, Prabhuji, how soon? So, one disciple of His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj, Madan Mohan Prabhu from Moscow, I was talking to him and he said that somebody asked Mukunda Maharaj the question. Because in every chapter of Lord Chaitanya, anyone who listens to this pastime shall very soon attain Krishna Prem, very soon attain the spiritual world. Very soon attain love for Lord Chaitanya. How soon? Because I am chanting for several years. The beads are getting completely polished, but not my heart. How soon, Maharaj? And Maharaj gave a very brilliant example. I mean, answer. Sooner than you expect, and sooner than you deserve, but longer than you expect. Sooner than you deserve. Actually, you don't deserve. Bahunam Janamante. But Krishna is so merciful, Lord Chaitanya, in this very lifetime, He can teach you back. So, sooner than you expect, sooner than you deserve, but longer than you expect. Because what is our expectation? If you chant 16 rounds, tomorrow tears should flow. But today tears flow only when someone says, can you chant a few extra rounds today? Then tears flow. I said, no, longer than you expect. That's why Rupi Goswami says, utsaha nischaya dhairya. Don't lose your enthusiasm. Like Mukunda, 1 million lifetimes, he will be able to see me. And Mukunda was dancing just 1 million lifetimes. Just 10 million. Not even 1 million, 10 million. Just 10 million. And he was dancing with joy. Can you imagine if someone tells you, Prabhu, you will go, very soon you will go, just 10 million lifetimes. You will say, oh, really, thank you so much. Now I'll hang my beads on the wall and on the 10 millionth birth, I'll take it up. Because that birth I'll go. So therefore, Rupa Goswami says, utsaha, be enthusiastic. But simultaneously, the nature of the restless mind is immediate. Kal, kal, tomorrow I should get. Nishchaya, have faith. Avashya rakshive Krishna eto vishwas. So this is the balance that our devotee care seminar is proposing. Individually and collectively, while staying in the community of devotees, sincerely trying to share our good fortune with others and in the process receiving. The amazing part of Krishna consciousness is the more you give, the more you receive. And the more you keep, the more you stagnate. In Hindi I say, jitana baatoge, utana badhega. Jitana rakhoge, utana sadega. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry for going a little too long. Since it's late, I don't think we should take questions. We'll take one, since you've already raised your hand. Yes, Prabhu.
Ravi, it's not a question, but just want to say heartfelt thank you for the beautiful SSR videos and audios. It really helped me personally. So thank you very much for this.
Hare Ravi.
I should give the credit where it is actually due. This seminar was given by His Holiness Radhana Swami in 1988 and 89. Then when I joined, he was traveling, so I took it and I added a little bit of my own masala, some examples, and I gave it. And actually, I was seeing why it is so popular. It's because it follows the Vedanta Sutra, logical presentation of Krishna consciousness by Vyasadeva himself. So the first is Arhato Brahma Jigyasa. The conclusion of the first day is, now that you have got a human form of life, please, please, please inquire. And the second day, does God exist, is Janmadhyasayata. He is the supreme controller, provider, enjoyer, creator. And the third day is Shastri Yodhidva, is scripture the word of God, Shabda Pramana. And the fourth day is who's God? God and the demigods, etc. Three verses of the sutra which says God is, doesn't have a form, doesn't have a name, doesn't have this. That means none of these powerful personalities, but he is beyond. Narayana Parva Avyakta. And the fourth is Ananda Vyasa. He expanded into many for his pleasure. So all the living entities are Mamai Vamsho. Then somebody may ask. So for he expanded himself for his enjoyment, but why at my cost? Therefore, why do bad things happen to good people? And then how you connect through yoga. And then the practical application. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Prabhesh Kodramiya ki jai, Shri Gaurnithai ki jai, Nithai Gaur Pramana ki jai. Thank you very much.